Imagine a world where turbulence makes you stronger, where unpredictability becomes your advantage. This is the revolutionary concept at the heart of anti-fragile. While fragile things shatter under pressure and resilient things merely withstand it, anti-fragile systems actually improve when shocked. Your muscles grow stronger after the stress of exercise. Your immune system develops after exposure to pathogens. Evolution itself thrives on random mutations and environmental pressures. These aren't just surviving disruption, they require it to flourish. The concept fills a crucial linguistic and cognitive gap. We've always had words for things that break under stress, fragile, or resist it, but lack terminology for systems that benefit from disorder. This blind spot has profound implications. We inadvertently weaken systems by removing the stressors they need. We optimize for efficiency rather than adaptability. We suppress small problems until they accumulate into catastrophes. Think of the Hydra from Greek mythology. Cut off one head and two grow back. That's anti-fragility in action. It's not just bouncing back, it's emerging improved. Once you understand this principle, you start seeing it everywhere, in biological systems, economic markets, cultural traditions, and personal development. The question becomes not how can we eliminate volatility, but rather how can we design systems that harness volatility for growth? We've stripped away beneficial randomness that strengthens natural systems. Children once roamed freely, building resilience through trial and error. Now they're constantly supervised and protected from minor setbacks that would develop their physical and psychological anti-fragility, resulting in increased anxiety, allergies, and fragility. This pattern pervades society. Central banks suppress economic volatility, preventing small recessions but risking massive crashes. Urban planners favor controlled environments over organic chaos. Doctors quickly medicate ailments the body could naturally heal, creating dependencies. Like the turkey fed reliably for 1,000 days until Thanksgiving, mistaking artificial stability for genuine safety is dangerous. By eliminating necessary small volatilities, we create systems vulnerable to massive disruptions. Traditional marketplaces, souks, demonstrate this principle. While appearing chaotic, they possess resilience through decentralization and adaptability. In contrast, the orderly corporate world often proves catastrophically fragile when facing unexpected challenges. Some disorder isn't just inevitable, it's essential for strength. Why do we keep making things worse by trying to make them better? This paradox stems from what Taleb calls naive interventionism, our compulsion to act without understanding complex systems, where benefits are immediate but harms remain hidden. Medicine introduced iatrogenics, harm caused by the healer. From bloodletting that killed George Washington to today's unnecessary surgeries, history shows well-intentioned interventions causing harm. This concept rarely extends to other domains. When Alan Greenspan attempted to solve the business cycle by suppressing normal economic fluctuations, he created hidden risks that exploded in 2008. Our interventionist bias has three main sources. First is our action bias, the need to do something rather than nothing, even when inaction is wiser. Second is our difficulty distinguishing signal from noise, reacting to minor fluctuations as if they were meaningful trends. Third is our failure to recognize systems' natural healing capacities, like how bodies and economies possess self-correcting mechanisms that work best with minimal interference. The solution isn't to never intervene, but to intervene more intelligently, following Hippocrates' wisdom. First, do no harm. Despite sophisticated technology, experts routinely fail at forecasting. From economists missing recessions to analysts failing to predict major political events. This isn't due to insufficient data or computing power, but rather the nature of complex systems, which contain countless interdependencies and nonlinear relationships where small changes can cascade unpredictably. Yet organizations continue to rely heavily on predictions, with governments crafting policies using unreliable economic forecasts and companies making rigid plans based on market predictions. A better approach is building systems that function without requiring accurate forecasts. Take retirement planning. Rather than trying to precisely predict market returns and lifespans, focus on maximizing savings, maintaining reserves, and diversifying investments. The key is preparing without predicting, designing robust strategies that can handle uncertainty regardless of specific outcomes. The barbell strategy combines extreme risk aversion in most areas with calculated risk seeking in small portions, rather than pursuing moderate risk throughout. In investments, this means placing most assets, 90%, in ultra-safe instruments, while allocating a small portion, 10%, to highly speculative ventures with massive upside potential. The strategy's power lies in its asymmetry, limiting downside exposure while maintaining upside potential. This creates resilience against negative events while remaining positioned to capture positive black swans, rare, unpredictable events with extraordinary returns. The principle extends beyond finance. In careers, it means combining stable employment with entrepreneurial ventures. In education, it's mastering fundamentals while exploring unconventional areas. In health, it's pairing consistent basic habits with intense challenges. The middle path, contrary to intuition, often proves fragile. Medium-risk investments can collapse in crises. Moderate career specialization becomes vulnerable to disruption. And consistent moderate exercise may yield fewer benefits than alternating rest with intensity. This strategy acknowledges our inability to predict the future by creating positive exposure to uncertainty itself, rather than betting on specific forecasts. Optionality, the freedom to choose among alternatives when new information emerges, is central to anti-fragility. Unlike rigid plans, it enables adaptation to unexpected changes. The ancient Greek philosopher Thales demonstrated this brilliantly. Predicting a large olive harvest, he secured options to rent all local olive presses at standard rates. When his prediction proved correct, he subleased them at premium prices. His strategy created asymmetry, minimal downside risk with unlimited upside potential. This asymmetric position, limited downside with open-ended upside, defines true optionality. The more uncertain the environment, the more valuable options become. Nature exemplifies this through evolution, where random genetic mutations create options and environmental pressures select beneficial ones. This trial-and-error system succeeds without requiring foresight. Human innovation follows similar patterns. Major technological breakthroughs typically emerge from tinkering and accident, rather than grand theories. The steam engine preceded thermodynamics. The Wright brothers were bicycle mechanics, not theorists. The fundamental lesson? In a complex, unpredictable world, having options proves more valuable than having forecasts. The most powerful improvements often come from removing harmful elements rather than adding new ones. This via negativa approach contradicts our natural tendency to add solutions. While modern medicine emphasizes additive interventions, major health improvements frequently come from elimination, removing smoking, processed foods, or stress. These subtractive approaches typically offer greater benefits with fewer side effects. This pattern extends beyond health. Writing improves by removing unnecessary words, product design by eliminating components, and decision-making benefits from fewer options. Via negativa proves especially valuable in complex systems where complete understanding is impossible. While we may not fully comprehend the human body or markets, we can identify what harms them. This mirrors evolution, where natural selection primarily eliminates what doesn't work rather than optimizing what does. The result is systems that are effective through avoiding fatal flaws rather than achieving theoretical perfection.